makers of Chasen Sanborn Coffee bring you Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Mortimer Snerd with Ray Noble in his orchestra, Joan Merrill, yours truly, Jim Amici, and Charlie's special guest, the Broadway musical comedy star, Miss Gertrude Neeson. And here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Yeah. Charlie, I've got a little surprise for you.
Well, shall I close my eyes?
No. You better open your eyes. Because I want you to meet a very lovely young lady.
Oh, gladly.
And she has a glorious voice.
Is that all?
No, that's not all.
Well, get you the facts, man. Get you the facts.
Yeah. Well, here she is, Charlie. Miss Joan Merrill.
Hello, Charlie. My, I've wanted to meet you for such a long time.
You do? You are? I mean, Miss Gerald? I mean, Miss Noan? And the other? Oh, do you believe in love at first sight?
Oh, no, Charlie. Not at first sight.
No?
I don't think people should fall in love until they become very well acquainted.
Yes, okay. Let's get acquainted, huh? tell me about yourself. Your hopes? Your ambitions? Your telephone number?
I say, pardon me, will you, Charles, old boy?
Go away, bud. You bother me. Now, as I was saying, Joni...
But, my dear Charles...
Will you go away? I don't even know you.
Charles, old boy, I'm Ray Noble.
Yeah? When you address me, don't forget the sir.
Righto. I'm Sir Ray Noble.
That's better. That's better. Yeah. Now, get out of here. Now, you're not needing Joan, so that's all it's
true. No, wait a minute.
Go back and sit on your podium. All right.
Charlie, you're making a lot of fuss over nothing. Ray knows Miss Merrill.
Yeah?
Yes, in fact, she's going to sing one of Ray Noble's own songs.
That's so?
Yeah.
What did he write?
Well, I'll tell you. Ray's written lots of songs, and the one Miss Merrill is singing is one that is very popular right now, The Very Thought of You.
Well, I'm near to
Charlie, I hope you're enjoying yourself in New York, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am, yes.
You know, this city is, it's so full of interesting things.
Yes, it is that, it is, yes. As a matter of fact, one of them winked back at me today.
No, Charlie, there's more in New York than to run after girls.
You mean like after I catch them?
No. No. Well, I know what I mean is you should visit the cultural centers. Now, I hope you'll visit the Museum of Art.
Oh, I will. Yes, I will. Which day is it closed?
Yeah.
But I did see the Empire State Building.
Well, that's good. Hey, what do you think of it?
Well, confidentially, I think it's much too big for its size.
Oh, you do? Well, what else have you seen, Charlie?
Well, you can't see very much more around here without money, Bergen.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, you have an allowance, don't you?
Yes, you might say that I'm underburdened with one, yes.
Yes. Well, your allowance would be ample if you didn't waste it.
That's so?
Yes. Why, when I was your age, a nickel was a precious thing to me.
It still is.
Well, nevertheless, 75 cents is enough for a boy of your age.
Yes. Oh, it is. I wouldn't have really mentioned it at all if it hadn't been for the fact that my yacht needs overhauling.
Oh, I see. Well, never mind the sarcasm. I told you I'd raise your allowance just as soon as I could see my way clear.
Yes, that's what you said, yes. And I have been waiting so long, oh, so long, for that fog to lift. Yes. So, in desperation, I went over to see Chase and Sanborn about it.
You were?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sir. I just casually asked. Yes, I did, yes.
Yes,
I did.
You sneaked over to the plant without me.
Mr. Bergen. Sneaked is an ugly word. Shall we just say I double-crossed you?
You mean you walked right in?
Well, I saw the name on the door. It said Chase and Sanborn and private.
And you walked right through the door?
Yes. No, I drove up the side of the building by dog sled and rushed my way through the window. Of course I went in the door.
All right.
Yes. And I went in. Did you go in the door?
Yes, I went in. All right. Well, tell me, how did you make out?
Well, it's all right. They just couldn't do enough for me.
Isn't that fine?
They treated me like the little prince that I am.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. We talked about the coffee business, you know. I gave them a few valuable ideas.
I'll bet they were impressed.
Why, the president of the company said that I am executive material.
Mm-hmm. What did he say about me?
Immaterial.
I see.
I love those digs. I love them. Yes, sir, Bergen. I am the little oil can that wheels as oil. Well, I've loused it up, so nobody's going to have it. What time did you get home?
No.
I apologize for my old man.
All right.
On the E4. Maybe that's...
Oh, that has nothing to do with it, though. Well, now, tell me, Charlie, I'd like to know a little more about this. Just what ideas did you give them?
Well, one thing I said, you know, you boys, you're always roasting coffee. Why don't you try barbecuing it, see? Or fricasseeing it. Or better yet, try homogenizing it. Do you know that had never occurred to them?
Is that so?
They admitted it. Of course, I cornered them.
Yes.
And I told them that another thing they could do. They could put my pictures on the coffee bag.
Your picture on the coffee bag?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, give them facts appeal.
Yes, well, they could put my picture on, too.
Why, sure, for the drip grind.
Yes. Well, now, Just who did you see when you visited the plant, Charlie?
Well, first of all, of course, I asked to see Mr. Sanborn.
Yes.
There's no use fooling around with the office boys, you know. But they told me that he had just stepped out for a cup of coffee.
Oh, they did?
Yes. Of course, I think they were kidding me.
Yes, I think so, too.
Yes. So I had a nice long talk with Mr. Chase.
With Mr. Chase?
Yes.
You talked to Caleb Chase?
Oh, dear me, yes, yes. Oh, definitely, yes. Talk? He's very nice, very nice.
Yes.
I called him Caleb.
You did?
Mm-hmm. He seemed to like it.
Yeah.
He called me Charlie.
Charlie?
Mm-hmm. That's my name, you know.
Yes, I know. What's your name?
He was a nice-looking man. You know, he's so fatherly. Nice man. Awfully nice doctor.
Charlie, Caleb Chase was one of the founders of Chase and Sanborn over 80 years ago.
Yes, I guess so. Oh, he's not a boy. He's not a boy.
Caleb Chase has been dead for almost 40 years.
Yes, well, he didn't look well.
What? Yes.
Bunch of wise eyes.
That's just about enough from you, young man, and I'll have you know that I've just received a letter from Jason Sanborn, and I was astounded.
Yeah?
Yes. I just can't understand it.
Bad spelling?
No, no, no. I'll read it. Dear Mr. Bergen.
Very dull so far.
For your information, Charlie visited our plant yesterday, and we would certainly appreciate it if in the future he would help us by not helping us.
Well, that's gratitude, boy. That's gratitude, yeah.
Furthermore, our coffee roasters are not for toasting marshmallows or roasting frankfurters.
It was just an idea, that's all. Just as it is.
And if Charlie doesn't stay away from here, he'll be thrown out again.
Oh, blabbermouth.
Yeah. So, young man, you were thrown out.
Well, is it.
That should be a lesson to you. Now, if we'd gone over there together, they would have respected you as they do me.
Yes. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. What's the P.S. there?
A P.S.? Oh, I didn't read that.
It says, if you think that the 75 cents a week you're paying Charlie is a lot for what he does, imagine how we feel about you. Oh, well, that'll hold you there, and that'll hold you.
One Table Pleasure is bringing added enjoyment to millions of people right now. Take advantage of that and get your share from now on. The superb flavor of Chase and Sanborn coffee makes every cup an occasion. You'll wonder where so much flavor comes from, and that's an open secret. Chase and Sanborn is more than one coffee. It's the finer ones blended. That explains why its tremendous popularity keeps growing by leaps and bounds. In the past year, more people changed to Chase and Sanborn coffee than to any other kind on the market. That's the biggest swing in coffee history, and clearly a tip for you. You're entitled to all this extra flavor. Make sure you get it. Ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Aren't you going to answer me?
Well, I don't talk to strangers.
Never mind, dear fellow, I'm not a stranger. Mm-hmm. My name's Ray Noble.
Well, it's probably not your fault.
I say, Mortimer, you remember me, don't you?
Well, let's see.
Oh, come on.
I think I've heard of you by sight, yeah.
That's good. For a moment, you had me worried, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't sure it was me because I hadn't been myself recently.
No, sir. Well, you're looking fine. You're looking good.
No, I do not. I look awful.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you thought of it. But for you, that's pretty good.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mortimer, my doctor says I should get 8 hours sleep a day.
Well, why don't you? Then?
Well, it's pretty hard to do, old boy, after I slept all night, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How do you sleep?
On the stomach.
Well, I didn't quite mean that. I mean, do you have trouble sleeping?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do, yeah. Especially the waking up thing.
Yeah, that I can understand. You know, my doctor says that 50% of the sick people nowadays are unhealthy.
50% of the people?
50% unhealthy. Strong.
No.
Yes.
Well, that's serious, ain't it all? And I'm one of those percenters, I am.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I'm kind of recapacitrated, you know.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Tell me, do you have any symptoms?
Well, symptoms, yeah.
Well, what are they?
I got warts on the sole of my hand.
Extraordinary thing. My uncle had them and he died.
Yeah. I didn't know you could die with warts.
Oh, he did. Oh, I assure you, this attracted him.
Oh, yes, yes, sir. Well, it just shows you know you got to take care of them, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. You know, it's a good thing I had this little talk with you, old chap.
Yeah, we ought to get together while we're still too late, sure.
Oh, yes, definitely. Where do you live?
Well, I'm in the phone book.
Well, so am I.
Well, yeah, you go in about 15 pages and turn right and I'm in the second column.
I'm in the third column.
No.
We're neighbors, old boy.
Hi, your neighbor.
I say, yeah. Mortimer, what makes that so stupid?
Oh, I guess it's just good teamwork, that's all.
One of the nicest things about being in New York is the thrill of seeing new shows and meeting old friends. And one of the nicest of these friends is the charming Broadway star, Miss Gertrude Neeson.
Oh, thank you, Edgar.
Well, Gertrude, you've chalked up a real success for yourself in your Broadway hit, Follow the Girls.
Yes, it's a stage play, and that's what I like to do.
Ah, well, that's what I like to do, too.
Be in a stage play?
And you follow the girls.
The same old Edgar. You haven't changed a bit. Remember a few years ago when we were in a vaudeville show together?
I certainly do. But I guess we weren't so terrific then, because opening night, we had no audience at all.
Yeah. And the next night, business fell off a little.
Yeah, we might. Well, I'll never forget those vaudeville days if I live to be 30.
Halfway. You know, Edgar, I've often wondered why you never tried to do something without Charlie.
Well, it's a long story. I guess I'm just too sentimental. He needs me.
Oh, there you
go. Yes, quiet, please.
Well, now we'll hear the other side of the story.
Well, hello, Miss Neeson.
Well, hello, Charlie. Oh. Edgar was just telling me how he came up the long, hard, rocky road to success.
Yes, but I was the little fella that showed him the shortcuts.
Charlie, don't you think it would be a fine thing for the theater if Edgar returned to the stage?
The finest thing he can do for the theater is to stay out of it.
No, Gertrude, we've been trying to see your show.
Having trouble getting tickets?
Yes, they want us to pay for them.
No.
Shows have passes and...
Well, I might be able to...
Would you?
Well, no.
Yes.
The show does have great music and a chorus of 50.
Well, that's the right age for Bergen.
No.
How about it, Miss Neeson? Are you going to sing for us today?
Well, if you say something real nice.
Yeah? Well, either you sing or you don't get paid.
That's nice enough.
Yes.
All right, Charlie, how about is you is or is you ain't?
Yes, I love him.
Miss Neeson, that was lovely. It was just lovely.
Well, you're mighty precious to say that about poor little old me.
Oh, it was nothing, really. No. Say, you may have something else here. Before I bring you back, I want to ask you. Couldn't you find a small part in your show for me? Say, the leading man or something?
But, Charlie, they were interviewing some boys yesterday.
They were, well, count me in, count me in.
Yes, they want some for ushers.
Yeah, count me out, count me out.
Well, if you change your mind, the job will be open.
Job? What is this about a job?
Well, I was just offering Charlie a job at the theater.
Well, Gertrude, it seems that you'd remember an old friend and offer me the part first.
Well, Edgar, I don't think you'd want this.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a young person.
Well.
You, tell him, Charlie.
You know, I think Burton could handle the job. I really do. I do.
You mean we should, give it to him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's give it to him. You're my pal, Burton, and the job is yours. I shall step aside.
Do you mean that, Charlie?
I do. I do. Your success will be my reward.
Well, that's nice. Tell me, Gertrude, is this an important role?
Is it? You tell everybody where to go.
I see. Is it a happy, romantic part, too?
No, you sort of carry the torch.
Oh, I see.
It's more of a flashlight, but it's...
Well, don't I win the girl and lead her down the aisle?
Brother, you lead everybody down the aisle.
Well, you
do. Then I'm the groom.
No, you're the usher. Oh, I see.
Well, I don't care about winning the girl as long as I have good lines.
Oh, you have a very important line, Edgar, at the end of the first act.
Oh, what's that?
Smoking in the outer lobby only. Or...
No, you don't. Wait a minute. That sounds like what the ushers are saying, you know.
Well, that's the job you asked for.
Well, I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah, but you fell for it, though. You fell for it. That's what you did. Yeah, you figured you could work in her show.
Well, it's not so far-fetched. After all, it's a musical show, and I do sing a little.
Here we go, Yanker.
Well, Edgar, what type of songs do you sing?
Well, I'm best at ballads, I would say.
Oh, sad songs.
Yes, I imagine you would call it sad.
Yeah. Gruesome is the word. You know, Miss Neeson, Bergen seems so sad. Our dog left home 3 times. The last time, he took the doghouse with him.
Oh.
Well, I don't blame him. Houses are hard to get.
Yeah.
Now, if you'd like to hear me sing, I know a beautiful old Irish ballad. It's what's the name of it now?
Beat me, McKaylee, with the boogie shillelagh?
No.
Or, curdle up a little closer?
No.
Well, we tried.
God knows we tried, yeah. I know what it is. It's Makushla.
Well, why didn't you say so? We could have helped you.
Yes, all right.
Go ahead, Ed. Just sing Makushla.
Well, of course, I don't say how it's going to sound.
We'll tell you.
Yeah, thank you. All right, here it is. Makushla, Makushla, my poor heart is breaking.
Here's where the dog left.
No way.
To millions of people, a cup and saucer are the symbol of pleasure enjoyed. Better still, they promise another treat every time you see them. It's true in countless thousands of homes where Jason Sanborn coffee is standard. Just the sight of a coffee cup is assurance of coming delight. You know your cup will be filled with flavor, all it can possibly hold, filled with the essence of coffee goodness and downright satisfaction. To get that flavor in the past year, more people changed to Chasen Sanborn coffee than to any other kind on the market. It's the biggest swing in coffee history, and no wonder. This richer blend is a flavor climax of 80 years' experience and tradition. Choice coffees of the world, superbly blended and roasted to perfection, bringing you a lavish abundance of extra flavor far beyond what you'd normally expect. With so much to gain, it's the sensible thing to get all the flavor you can. You're entitled to it. There's no reason to be satisfied with anything less. Enjoy it often, with meals and between. Every cup is an occasion. Just let your grocer know that from now on, Chase and Sanborn is your coffee. Be with us again next week when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Joan Merrill, Ray Noble, and all of us will be on hand to greet Charlie's special guest, Mr. Orson Welles. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Coffee made to serve in times like these. This is Jim Amici saying goodnight from New York's Radio City.
Friends, according to a U.S. government survey, 3 out of 4 people were not getting an adequate diet. Thus, they probably lack not merely vitamins, but minerals as well. More than that, without adequate minerals, you cannot even get the full benefit of some vitamins. So, if you need extra vitamins for full pep, health, and vitality, remember you need minerals, too. So make sure you get both. Make sure your tablet gives you minerals as well as vitamins. Make sure you get STAMS. STAMS. Listen, take STAMS. STAMS give you 9 minerals, all 4 recognized as essential by the U.S. government, plus 5 others. Take STAMS. STAMS give you 8 vitamins, all 5 recognized by the U.S. government as essential, plus 3 more. Yes, take STAMS. STAMS give you not only 8 vitamins, but 9 minerals, too.